السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكامين لغا الله ونموسى ونسهاو. You are tuning into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. I hope all our listeners are keeping well, inshallah, and are keeping safe as well on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon with me, Hajira Muzobe. I apologize, my voice is a bit groggy today, but inshallah, I hope that our reminders goes as planned, inshallah. Now, this is what to look forward to on today's show, inshallah. And today, we are discussing yet another interesting topic, and that is the topic of respect as a Muslim, the respect that a Muslim is supposed to have, that is insurmountable respect, and the importance of respect, how respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us respect His creation. My guest for today is Apa Fatima Khwele Mukaba, and she will join us during our second segment, inshallah, that will take place after the ad break, inshallah, where she will be talking to us about the importance of respect, how it is important in a believer's character. And this is what to look forward to, dear listeners, on show here to Namshanj and our show today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Rabbi Shrah li Sadri, Wayasir li Amri, Wahlu Luktatam mi Lisani, Yafkahu Qawli, Rabbi Zidni Ilma, Warzukni Fahma, Rabbi Yasir, Wala Duasir, Watamin Bil Khair, Wabika Nasta'in, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Alim. Subhanaka, La Ilma Lana, Illa ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. This is how we will begin our show, by firstly praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledging the fact that every knowledge that comes to us comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I have mentioned when beginning our show and introducing our topic, that this, dear listeners, is yet another interesting topic to talk about, which is respect. And not just any respect. You know, usually sometimes when we speak about respect, we often think about how, or respect as a believer or a Muslim, we usually think about how we respect others, or respecting, you know, the respect that you give to people. But this is not just any respect, dear listeners, but the respect a believer is expected to carry out, you know, the respect which is part of a believer's character, and, you know, a respect which, you know, when a Muslim comes out, or a believer comes out, that respect, that believer embodies it in all the aspects of his life, be it when socializing with people, when visiting other people, when teaching other people, or even in our work lives, the respect that we show to other people. This is the respect which, you know, throughout everything that we do, we show it out. Throughout any aspect in our life, be it, you know, how we go, our environment, how we go out to people, meet people, all those things that we do in our lives, this is the respect that we are speaking about, the respect which a believer is supposed to carry out throughout his life. And as we know, dear listeners, that Islam teaches us to treat all beings, all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect and honor, and that respect and honor and dignity that the person deserves. All this is in our teachings of Islam. And with all this respect, we know that when we come into respect, and we come into respect those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and respecting, you know, our environment and so on, it all begins with, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the most deserving of that respect. And that is a part of character which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself put emphasis on, not only by advising the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, but also by, you know, making sure it is a part of character which he showed. It wasn't only done through showing examples through his actions, but also his speech. You know, there are many incidents that we hear where the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been reported to, you know, has been reported to have been the most upright in character. Whatever they spoke about character, and when we came to speak about the character of the Prophet, respect was highlighted, that he was the most respectable person, whether it be to a Jew, to a mushrik of that time, or even the believers of that time, or the Sahaba, he had the best respect, and he showed example not only by his speech, but also by his actions as well. In fact, the Prophet or the Messenger of Allah is reported to have said something to the effect that he is not one of us who does not have mercy on our young and does not respect our elders. The teachers are said, you know what? In everything we do, not only do we show respect to our elders, but to our young as well. By showing mercy on them, you're having respect, you're showing them the respect that they need. Now, how many times we've often demand respect, but we do not want to give respect in return? You know, sometimes it might seem that, you know what, you are elder and that you are most deserving of respect. And obviously, you are most deserving of that respect. And so you feel that, you know what, it should be shown to you. But in return, sometimes we find that, you know, our elders are the ones that are not respecting our young ones by not showing mercy on them, by not understanding the characters and so on, and giving excuses for them. But this is not what the Prophet example what he showed us, but rather he, in everything he did, even in dealing with the young children, he had so much respect, so much affection, and so much mercy on them. And also he then advised the Sahaba al-Anhumah to do the same, and from the Sahaba al-Anhumah we are also advised to do the same. Everyone that believes has to have mercy on the young and to respect the elders as well. And you know, the Prophet showed so much respect for everyone, and he was known to be the most respectable even amongst the leaders of Quraysh. You know, that time, you know, that he was known as Al-Amin, the trustworthy. Not only was he known as Al-Amin, but he was known as the one who was most respectable. Even the Quraysh leaders used to know that he was a respectable person. That's why even when they used to go approach him, whenever he came to approach them, it was never, you know, a thing where they had this respect for him or this regard for him because of his honor, the honor that he had when he came to them, and the respect that he had for them. Even his uncle Abu Talib, he had so much respect for him despite him being, you know, non-Muslim at that time. And when he came to learn that, you know, he had respect for everyone, we come to hear incidents such as when one of the ladies, a Jew lady who was his neighbor, used to be bad to him. He used to, you know, make sure that his life was difficult, you know, hurl insults and so on. The Prophet, showed respect in such a way that once this lady had stopped doing this, and he wondered why was it this lady had stopped doing this, and he had not seen this lady for some time. And he found out that she was sick and she was ill, she had taken ill at that time. And despite all that abuse she had done to him, and all the words that she had hurled to him, what happened? The Prophet then went to visit her out of the respect that he had for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that he was known for honoring his guests. Whenever a guest used to come to visit the Prophet, he used to make sure that he looked after the guest. Whenever whenever he was presented with something, he would say the Sahaba anhuma. This was his kindness and his respect, and this was the honor that he gave them. That, you know, even it was despite the ethnicity that he would give them. You know, that when he used to respect Bilal anhuma, who was not of the same ethnicity as him, and he used to give him that honor that he deserved through the respect that he gave him. And not only this, he also gave his close friends, his companions, the respect that they deserved, and his neighbors as well, and even the animals that were in his care, used to give them such respect. And this was what the example of the Prophet, how he taught us to respect and honor those. And most importantly, in the first aspect which the Prophet or the Messenger of Allah had taught us with regards to respect, when you come into respect, respecting, no, it is respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most deserving or deserving of our respect. And you know, when we speak about respect, the moment when we understand that respect begins with respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by loving and obeying his commands, then it is from this respect that we have given Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are then able to give the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respect that it needs, including ourselves, not only the creation, but also ourselves. The moment we respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are then also able to respect ourselves by not doing such actions which will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, what's respect? The Prophet has given guidelines on how to respect, and has shown us through his character how to respect each and every being and how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am going to discuss some of the ways how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and some of other aspects when it comes to respecting our neighbors, our, you know, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting ourselves as well. And I'll just mention a few points on how we can achieve the respect that we need for each creation, and how to achieve the respect that we need to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am going to begin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as I said, the moment we respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respect that we need to give, because just to think about it, whenever we understand that we are respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be easy for us to respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will understand one of the ways of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respecting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by creating what, it is by respecting what he created. Now, how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear listeners? The first is by obeying his commands, obeying what the Prophet came with, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wahi that he received, obeying the laws in the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated for us. What God was, you know what, you by staying away from this or doing this wrong is okay, but by understanding that, you know what, when something is wrong, it is wrong, and obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaving that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to leave out. Learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the way for us to respect him. Imagine, dear listener, if we did not learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would we know how to obey his commands? How would we know how to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So us going out to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning about his name, learning about you know, what is required from us when it comes to respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes easy to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we will respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because why? We know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a guide for all of us. And as I mentioned in the beginning, the Prophet did not only speak, but it also done in action. So when we are following the teachings of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only by, you know, understanding the hadith and learning from him, but also by embodying the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the same way, understanding that he showed respect not only by tongue but also by action, and we in return also doing the same thing by doing showing respect not only in tongue but in action as well. So when we are showing respect to Allah in action, what are we doing? Whenever we are speaking, we speak good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we are, you know, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with anything, by, you know, making shukr for that and in mentioning the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the being grateful for those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment, you know, we put this into practice, the moment we understand that, you know what, we are giving respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the respecting of the creation comes into place. We are then able to respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next way that we can show respect, or the next person in line to show respect to, is the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will we show this respect? It's by following the sunnah, having love for the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sunnah. No, sometimes we say that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we are reluctant on performing any sunnah. Now, the moment you hear, like especially with the youngsters, when it comes to salah, they'll only read the first and they'll forget about the sunnah. Then when we say we are loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are showing it through following his sunnah as well. This is the respect we give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following his sunnah, by holding on to the sunnah. That is how we learn to practice the sunnah of the Prophet and to learn to how to respect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment we also put this into practice, we learn how respect is supposed to be carried out. Remember, I spoke about how when we are respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are able to respect the creation in return. And how will we know how to respect this creation? It is by following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The moment we put following the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in into play, and we practice on the teachings of the Prophet, we learn how this respect is supposed to be carried out, and what is that respect that has to be carried out, and to whom that respect is supposed to be carried out, and in what ways are you showing the respect. Like we mentioned how he was good to his guests, how he honored his guests, and when he, you know, he even in the hadith he said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then he should honor his guests. How will you honor your guests? We learn from the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. From all these things, we learn how to carry out respect from the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. Next way that we can learn how to the next in line to, you know, respect is respecting ourselves. How do we respect ourselves, dear listeners? Is by understanding that as Muslims we have responsibilities, and we know that, you know what, with every responsibility, with every right, there is a responsibility. So by acknowledging first as a Muslim that we have a responsibility to the rights of others, that is how we will respect ourselves. And when we are respecting ourselves, it's in order for us to know to receive the honor and respect also. We cannot expect, you know, people to respect us and honor us if we are not not observing their right of respect and honor, not showing their right of respect and honor. So the moment we understand that we have a responsibility to the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the rights of honor and respect, we are then able to give that honor and respect in the way that it's supposed to be given, and we know that we have that responsibilities as believers. And how else can we respect ourselves? Sometimes we might be thinking, okay, respect yourselves by, you know, making sure that you are presentable wherever you go. And that is important, by making sure that you are well-spoken, that you are, you deal with others in a just and a fair way, and, you know, in a respectable way. But also how we respect ourselves is how we carry ourselves in terms of our ibadah and reforming ourselves. So not doing actions which will tarnish our honor. What are those actions which will tarnish our honor? You know, things that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things will then tarnish our honor. You know, whenever you commit a sin, then it takes away something from us. So that is how we tarnish our honor, how we disrespect ourselves. So the moment we do everything that obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment we do all that which is good and is in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens, it elevates our honor as well. Like I mentioned, the moment we respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are able to respect the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, we are able to respect ourselves. Now, understanding that part of respect, or respecting ourselves, comes with respecting Allah first, because all respect and dignity and honor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we may receive it from people. You know, sometimes you think that, okay, you know, people are respecting me, but we don't understand that, you know, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has put that respect into them for you. So, it should not make us feel proud in a way that's not we are gaining respect, but rather we should have the gratitude for that respect also, and also keep in mind that the respect only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The honor comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us he's able to disgrace and is able to honor whoever he wants. So in a way, it's also a reminder for us that what that respect that we want to have and that honor that we have, we too have a responsibility of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us that honor and granting us that respect that we have, by, you know, avoiding sins and making tawbah for them. Making tawbah for you or for yourself or for ourselves is a form of us respecting ourselves. It's a form of us actually, you know, honoring ourselves, because why? We are cleansing ourselves, we are admitting our wrong, and we are willing to change that wrong. So making tawbah for our sins as well, keeping ourselves busy with good deeds, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, you know, the moment we know, who does know, a person who does not know that, you know what, keeping yourself busy and seeking the pleasure of Allah brings you honor, then they don't know the true meaning of respect. Because why? Whenever you're showing good deeds and you know that you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings upon you the respect that you need. So all these are the ways that we can respect everything around us, even our environment, dear listeners. You know, by remembering everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also respecting the environment and respecting the fact that the environment as well has a right over us. You know, everything has this place. Whenever you remove anything, it will be back. Whenever you chop a tree, plant it. Whenever there is something or dirt, remove it. But you know, usually we have this thing of, you know what, everyone is doing it, so what is wrong? Especially when it comes to litter or when it comes to throwing dirt on the floor and something like that. But you should not have that. Rather, do as little as you have. The little you do, dear listener, has an impact. Whatever you do, don't be shy to even move the smallest paper, because why? That little has an impact. So even you thinking that you're maybe discarding something small, it also has an impact. An impact in the same way. It can be a bad impact or a good impact. So you choose. So if you want to have a good impact, even the little that you do has an impact. Respecting others as well. No, even if irrespective of their religion, because this is from the teaching of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even when he went to sign treaties with the Jews and so on, he ensured that, you know, they were respected as well. How when the treaties were signed, ensure that, you know, even if the rights of the treaty was maybe, you know what, dishonored, then it will be dealt in a correct way, in a just way. So in the same way, respecting all those, even if you make a deal with a non-Muslim, respecting that deal doesn't mean that he's not a Muslim, but respect that deal, respecting everyone. If you are being acknowledged, also acknowledge, also so on. Advising, instead of disgracing other people or what, but advising them, treating them with respect by not expecting it in return. So that, you know what, you want, the only time I am going to respect you is if you respect me. We have that attitude. We should not have that attitude. We should try to treat people by not expecting something from them. Because, you know, like I said, our respecting everything that we get is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are treating people with respect, we are treating with respect for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not expecting anything in return. If you are being respected in return, well and good. That is alhamdulillah. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you should be treating them with respect first. It doesn't matter. Even the animals around us, anything, does not cause harm to anyone. No one. They tell us, you know what, on the day of Qiyamah, they ask us who is the most muflis, a person who has lost everything. Who is that on the day of Qiyamah? It is a person who comes with ways and ways and ways of good deeds, but he had wronged someone. He had wronged this one. He had said something about that one. And that person becomes worthless. Becomes, you know, the person who has nothing. Why? Then his good deeds are taken away from him. His good deeds are taken to, are given to that one, distributed to that one, because of the actions of his mouth, of not respecting, of not, you know, giving the honor that he's supposed to give to those ones, and not respecting the rights of other people, but wanting. But doing all the good actions, but not respecting the other people and not honoring other people as they're supposed to be honored. Okay, dear listeners, we will go for an end break now, and when we come back, we will continue with today's discussion. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzove, and this is the Reminder Show. Today we are speaking about respect as a Muslim, and I have my guest on the line with me, Abba Fatima Khwele Mukaba. Abba Fatima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah for joining us once again.
Wa alaikum salam,
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh,
and
jazakallah
for having me.
Jazakallah khair. How is Appa doing? How is Springs?
Alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Alhamdulillah, Springs is also okay to
hot. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, we have been getting some very mashallah days with beautiful weather. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Appa, we are speaking about respect, and you know, Islam teaches us to treat all beings with respect, honor, and dignity, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the most deserving of our respect, because respect begins with loving and obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a believer gains ability to carry out respect in all that he or she does as a believer, because Islam requires one to respect one's creator, oneself, environment, and other beings. What? Respect. This is what we are talking about today. Abba, please tell us the importance or the important role respect plays as a Muslim, and how it becomes the hallmark of a believer's character. Bismillah.
Allah, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, every soul will be held responsible of what it had done. And Rasul also says something to the effect that it is not one of us, or he is not one of us, who does not have mercy on our young and does not respect our elders. Okay. So this hadith basically, it already tells us as believers how we should treat each other, and the fact that we should be respectful to our elders as well, you know, and it shows that it's a vital part of Islam to be respectful, and if not, then we will be held accountable for that, right? Okay. So, knowing that Islam basically is a way of life, and Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also had taught us many things that we as people should do, like in terms of how to go to the toilet, how to sleep, how to talk to people, how to be respectful. So this is this beautiful religion that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So therefore, the principle and the fundamental purpose of Islamic morality is love, you know. Love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Allah Ta'ala's creations, love for Allah Ta'ala's creatures. Therefore, a Muslim will have to basically treat each other with respect, with love, and all of this being done to the best of our abilities, inshallah. So, we do know that also Islam is founded on individual and also collective morality, right? So, in terms of collective morality, it will be basically equality, justice, fairness, brotherhood, etc., etc. Understand freedom of choice, all of that. And with regards to individual morality, it will be also being patient in adversity. When you are in difficulty, we should be patient, and Allah Ta'ala will reward us for our patience, and Allah Ta'ala will give us even much better, inshallah, for our patience. Maintaining with others as well, you know, not just only being just to only those who you love and respect, or those whom you think they are important in communities, but rather to everyone else as well. Being honest, controlling one's anger, etc., etc. So I would say that respect plays a very great role in deen, because Allah is almost like a fundamental part of Islam. So if we don't follow that, then on a day of Qiyamah, then we will, number one, we'll be sinful. Number two, on the day of Qiyamah, then we're going to face much more worse repercussions with regards to what we've done. I always tell my students that for me, my biggest fear is on the day of Qiyamah, you're coming there, alhamdulillah, with good deeds. Allah, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. And Allah rewards you and says, go to Jannah with basically with no trial, no nothing. You understand? And as you enter, and then they say, waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun. And then you are not allowed to enter, because why? People are going to now say, Allah, how can she enter Jannah? Because she's done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to us. Therefore, our sins will be given, our rewards will be given to them. And once that is finished, they will give us their sins, you know? So, respectful comes with many, many different ways. So, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us that we are able to basically have that type of respect that we want others to show to us as well.
I was speaking about that, and this is ties into the next question as well, about respecting others in order to be respected as well. As no respect involves treating the others we would like to be treated. Now, however, in today's times, you know, this does not seem to be the case. Instead, one demands respect before giving respect. So, Appa, how can we get rid of this habit in our communities, keeping in mind the importance of respecting others in Islam?
I think, you know, in this world, we obviously want people to treat us in a good way. So the start would be for us to treat others in that way as well, so that they treat us in a good way, inshallah. So we need to learn how to let go of whatever is it that people are doing to us, or whatever is it that we think people are doing to us, or we let go of things like jealousy, anger, hatred, malice, because once we have all of those things within our hearts, it becomes very difficult to respect somebody else, because you think somehow you are better than the next person, you know? We should focus on the healthier ways also to communicate with each other, you know? Communicate in the nice and most polite way to other people. Then, inshallah, our communities will become better communities in that way. And I think also we should practice to be civil with each other, you know, no matter who we're dealing with, no matter how they're treating us, no matter what they've done to us, we should try to be as civil as possible with other people as well. And I think another way would be to sidestep if it's possible, you know you're dealing with difficult people. So therefore, sidestep, you know, where you know that if you're going to talk to this person, you're basically going to lose it because already they have lost it, you know. So don't argue with a fool because basically you will be like that. Understand? And then I think also make it until you make it. So you know you can't. The more you try your best, you can't. But try your best until, inshallah, one day you will eventually be able to make it. And be mindful of our emotions, you know. It mustn't be that every time somebody says something, then we're always angry, we get angry, we get sad, we get upset with the people. And imagine if somebody else had to do the very same thing with us. So, like I said, respect comes in many different types of ways. It's just that we need to basically deal with people how we would like to be treated and how we like to be dealt with in order for us to be to have a nice, good and peaceful life, inshallah.
I like the fact that Papa mentioned about our emotions, how sometimes it gets the better of us, and how sometimes thinking that we are better or that we're deserving of better can lead us to actually start disrespecting people. And this is true. Sometimes, you know what, we feel that, you know what, if someone has us and we get the jealousy or something like that, then we don't feel, we don't want to respect that person due to the jealousy and so on that we have for that person. And in fact, you know, I was thinking about the hadith, something to the effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our, you know, physical appearance or our, you know, our wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our, you know, our hearts and our actions. And Apa was also mentioning about how the day of Qiyamah, people come, we will have come with so many deeds, but then all that will come, you know, will come crumbling in such a way that, you know what, due to our behavior with people, due to how we treat people, that will be taken away from us. So that is also important, how I mentioned how our emotions also play into play when it comes to respect as well. And Apa was speaking about the beauty of deen, and subhanAllah, beautiful indeed is every matter in deen. That, you know, even in our greeting, Apa, one is reminded of the honor and respect that one has to give to his fellow Muslim brother and sister in Islam. So Apa, please tell us the role greeting plays when it comes to respect, and how important it is to greet not only those we know. No, Apa, we have the habit of greeting those we know, but those who we don't know as well.
Apa, you know, Hazrat Abu Umama said something to the effect in the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that verily the best of people to Allah ta'ala are those who are first to greet. And they greet God with peace, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you know. So greeting someone is a vital part of courtesy and goodwill towards somebody else. You know, as Apa mentioned, that we only greet those whom we know. And those we don't know, we basically show funny faces or we just pass them regardless of whether they're Muslim or not. But if we actually begin to look back into history, look back into how Hazrat Umar and them and the other Sahabas would come out in the out of their homes in the mornings to go to the marketplace and greet people, because there's so much of reward in all of that. It creates so much of peace, so much of love amongst us. But then taking into consideration the meaning of this greeting, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, isn't it? Peace and blessings basically be upon a person. So why not, wouldn't we want somebody else to gain that peace and blessing, and the person replies back, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and very same peace and blessing be upon you as well. So we end up disrespecting each other, we end up not greeting each other, and we end up not even looking into what benefits are there in terms of greeting. Like for example, when you're greeting with a dua, you make it for the person, we gain reward out of it. It's a means of us also to enter Jannah. Our sins are forgiven. And Nabi Sassan says something to the effect that when a Muslim meets another Muslim, greet and shake hands, their sins are forgiven before they even part. So why not look at all those virtues, you know, when greeting? We are protected from being envious of the other person, you know, regardless of what they have and what they don't have. So greeting is very, very much important because that's where it starts with
Papa is cutting, but if Papa can repeat.
No, I'm saying that, you know, it basically protects us from envy as well, being envious of other people as well. And then it gets us also closer to Allah Ta'ala. In other parts, when we greet and in that way, we are respectful of each other. If you remember, as young children in madrasa, as you just walk into a class without greeting, then the mulana or the apa will tell you, go outside first and come back, knock and greet. You know? Type of things are the things that teaches us how to be respectful towards our teachers, our elders, or any other person for that matter. So we're not going to meet people and start talking all our life stories. We forgot to even greet and acknowledge the person in front of us, you know.
And another beautiful thing about our greeting, what's the meaning and so on, it also serves as a reminder, I would say, Appa, a reminder of the responsibility you have towards that other Muslim as well. That, you know what, something if you have to, a believer, a true believer is one whom another believer is free from his, you know, his tongue, his hands, and his limbs. So that, you know what, no, that it reminds us not to dishonor that Muslim, not to, you know, disrespect that Muslim in no way. So that greeting plays a very huge role when it comes to, you know, respecting our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. And it's also a reminder for us as well in terms of their rights of respect that they have from us.
And it's a reminder also that we all as Muslims are dependent on Allah Ta'ala alone. You know, we're not dependent on any other being. So therefore, we're getting closer to Him as Allah Ta'ala. You know, we do so many things that we think is for ourselves. But at the end of the day, Allah rewards us for that.
And it's beautiful also that is mentioned in the greeting that, you know what, peace be upon you. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We have the mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also reminds us that if a person has something else, the next person, we do not have to envy that because it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's many reminders that we can find from our greetings alone, subhanallah. Can Appa hear me?
Appa,
I'm going to ask our final question for today, and this is a question that we will end our interview with, Appa. Appa, you know, when it comes to respect and all that, we usually hear a lot, when, especially as madrasa teachers, as maktab teachers, we hear a lot that has to come with, you know, respecting and teaching children how to respect. So, Appa, what advice would you give to parents with regard to teaching children respect and the importance, you know, a parent plays in building their child's character?
Appa, I'd say that starts with us as human beings. You know, it starts with us as the elders, you know, as a teacher or as a parent. It starts with you, because remember, children are monkey see, monkey do. So if you are respectful, they will be respectful. If you talk to them as a human being, they will talk to you back as human being. If you treat them well, they will treat you well back. So you cannot teach someone respect if you yourself are disrespectful. You know, you can't preach something that you are not even doing. So especially because we must know that our actions also speak louder than words. So the way we do things, that's how our children will copy from there. So if you talk to people nicely, for example, you're at a restaurant, and when the waiters brought you a wrong thing and you speak nicely to them, then your kids will know that they must also teach, they must also do the same thing. When we're talking to our very own children, when we want something from them, please bring me a glass of water. You understand? Not bring me a glass of water. So you know the child will not respect us back. You know, when you've done something wrong to the child, say, I'm sorry, I've done 1, 2, 3 wrong, you know. It mustn't be beneath us to talk to them with respect, because then they will also find it that they shouldn't be talking to us with respect at all, you know. Even when you want to, your children to learn sharing, you need to learn how to share in order for them to actually do the same thing. So, like, you know, with Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, when one of the people asked Hazrat Ali that he should talk to their child because the child eats lots of sweets, to stop eating sweets. So Hazrat Ali said, give me 3 days. And he took 3 days. On the third day, he went, he spoke to the child not to eat sweets anymore. And he was asked, why did you take 3 days to do such a simple thing? And he said, because I myself had the habit of eating sweets, so it was not going to be effective on the child if I told them to eat sweets while I do the same thing. So if you want to see effects of things in our kids, we should be that. If we want our children to be the children who read five times daily salah, we ourselves should read five times daily salah in order for that to actually happen on our kids, you know. So similarly, if you want them to be respectful, we should be respectful as well. So I say that also, that we should stay calm and do not overreact when a child does something, you know. Find a teachable moment. When you see them doing something wrong, then teach them. Take out a hadith, take out Quranic ayat or whatever, but teach your child in a way that Allah and His Rasul also will be happy with this child, you know. Acting up, ask them what is that is making them act up. Basically, discuss with them. Teach them things like turn taking. You know, like when you're at a daycare, you teach children how to take turns. When you have maybe, for example, a few toys or whatever the case might be, it teaches them how to be respectful and give another person a chance to actually do the very same thing with you. And teach them how to be polite and respond politely towards others, you know. Exercise things like thank you, please, jazakallah, alhamdulillah, things like that. If we don't teach our kids things like this, then unfortunately we've lost the hands. Today we have people who scream and shout and go on for themselves. I'd say to parents that it starts with us. Let us be respectful to other people, our children, and then from there, our kids will be able to learn, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Apa, may Allah make it easy for all of us to practice on this, inshallah. And Apa, jazakallah khair for joining us. We look forward to speaking to Apa again in future.
Inshallah, ameen. Jazakallah so much, Apa, for having me. Allah reward.
Ameen, ameen. Apa, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Apa. That was Apa Fatima Khwele Mukaba, and she was speaking to us about respect and the importance of respect and how it builds our character. Now we are going for our reminder of the day. It's also on the same topic of respect. And the reminder of the day for today is, let us practice the mirror effect. Let's use this to learn and give respect. The moment we use the mirror effect, I'm sure many of us don't know what is a mirror effect. I'll explain what is a mirror effect. The moment we use this in, to learn and give respect, it will help us understand how to give respect, right? And how to seek respect from others. So if you see anyone, this is how the mirror effect works. That if you see anyone lacking in some way, let it be a reflection for you to check within yourself, whether are you doing the same thing? Are you lacking the same way? Let this mirror effect happen. You know, as a mirror, as we see in the mirror, when you are looking in the mirror, you see a reflection of you. Let us use this in the same way of respect. If we are looking for respect, let it be also that we are giving off that respect. And we're checking within us. If we're seeing someone disrespecting us, let it be that we check within us to see if we are not respecting people also. So let us use it not to look for faults. You know, sometimes we look for, when we're looking in the mirror, dear listeners, we often want to look for the mistakes. But let us use it to look for the perfection. But, you know, by advising. You know, the moment you, for instance, the moment when you take a mirror and you see something wrong in the mirror and you bash it, obviously it will have cracks. And those cracks sometimes become, you know, sometimes a small crack, and sometimes those cracks are so, the crack is so big, or sometimes a small crack also leads to so many cracks, and then in the long run the mirror breaks. So in the same way, when we find fault, don't find faults. When you see something, try to fix it in a way that is going to make it go for a long run. So find, when you find faults, don't want to expose it, because it will destroy the person's honor. Rather, advise the person in a respectable way. Remember, when you smile at the mirror, dear listener, it smiles back. So when you show the character that respect to the next person, it will shine back to you. And that is where we will end today's show, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajra Muzobe, ma'a salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.